Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hello and welcome to the Top 30 podcast. I'm Richard Bacon.
And I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes. Coming up, a video showing a police officer punching a 20-year-old woman goes viral. Fire up that grill because we have the best way to barbecue. And you've got to see this. A real-life Spider-Man scales a building to save a toddler's life. But first, it's time for spring cleaning. But you know what? Some household items should probably just be thrown away. Refrigerators with built-in water filters can build up mineral deposits over time, even if the water tastes fresh. Most manufacturers say filters are good for about 6 months. And while you're in the fridge, look for old Tupperware that might contain the chemical BPA. Research has shown it can affect development. Replace them with ones that say they're BPA-free. Some items we use to clean get the dirtiest. Studies have shown kitchen sponges are dirtier than the average toilet seat, with billions of germs for E. coli and Salmonella. If you're still using sponges after hearing that, replace them every week. Like sponges, shower loofahs have lots of places to hide bacteria. Natural ones need to be replaced every 3 or 4 weeks. Plastic loofahs are usually good for 2 months. And before you lay down for a good night's sleep after throwing stuff away, replace your pillow. After just 2 years, a third of their weight is dust and dead skin. Replacing these items is easy and makes spring cleaning go a little faster.
Let's go to the New York Stock Exchange for our Fox Business Minute with your friend and mine, Nicole Pedalides. Nicole, Coca-Cola has made a big announcement.
That's right, Richard. Coca-Cola is out with its first boozy drink ever. The low-alcohol drink known as Chew High comes in 3 lemon flavors. But we have some bad news. If you're hyped up for this product, the drink will only be available to consumers in a small region of Japan. California is testing digital license plates with screens similar to e-readers. As for the price, motorists are looking at $700, but that does not include installation costs. But the technology used for the plates is raising privacy concerns among drivers. The University of Memphis is going to offer free tuition to children and spouses of fallen service members.
And Nicole, is it open to anyone across the country?
The details of the program have not yet been finalized, but we do know it is only for Tennessee residents, and there could be a cap on how many people will be admitted. The average cost of tuition at Memphis is about $9,700 a year, plus room and board fees and textbooks.
Sounds like it could be a good thing. Nicole, in New York, thank you.
The FBI says you should reboot your internet router immediately because Russian malware has infected hundreds of thousands of homes and offices. The malware is capable of collecting all the information that passes through the router. For a full list of affected routers, visit Top 30's Facebook page. And an Alabama teen got the surprise of a lifetime after a photo of him walking to catch the bus for his high school graduation went viral. Dish Nation host Ricky Smiley took notice and teamed up with a few other celebrities, including co-host DeBrat, to gift Corey Patrick a new Jeep. And watch as this real-life Spider-Man scales an apartment building in Paris to save a 4-year-old boy dangling from the 4th-floor balcony. The boy's father had left him alone to go shopping. And while neighbors in the adjoining apartment struggled to get to the boy, hero Mamoudou Gassama leapt into action. France's president met with the Malian migrant at the Élysée Palace, where he was offered French citizenship and given a gold medal for his act of courage. That's got to be the video of the year. Okay, let's move on. Memorial Day weekend marked the unofficial start of summer. And for many, the warm weather means it's time to fire up the grill for summer barbecues. Consumer Reports broke down which type of charcoal gives you the best value and the best flavor. Charcoal is typically sold in 2 main categories, briquettes or lump charcoal. Briquettes are cheaper by the pound and come pre-soaked in lighter fluid. But many grilling purists prefer lump charcoal because it's more natural and burns hotter and longer. Consumer Reports tested Kingsford Briquette and Big Green green egg hardwood charcoal, which is a lump variety, on two types of grills. And while the lump charcoal did burn 40 to 50 degrees hotter, the briquettes were the clear winner when it came to evenness. They recommend using briquettes for most grilling needs since they're easier to stack, control, and light. So save your money on the charcoal and maybe invest in some good side dishes instead. Welcome back to Top 30. A new study suggests that keeping your legs active is vital to keeping your brain healthy. Published in Frontiers in Neuroscience, the study says regularly moving your legs, especially when bearing weight on them, helps to produce healthy neural cells. An Italian professor on the study said, "It is no accident that we are meant to be active, to walk, run, crouch to sit, and use our leg muscles to lift things." Researchers limited the physical activity of some mice for 28 days and found the number of neural stem cells was 70% less than the control group of mice who were allowed to move and exercise as they normally would. The findings could help gain critical understanding into why patients with limited movement may also see a decline in mental health.
A growing number of Americans are looking to move to another city because of high housing prices. The real estate site Redfin tracks where users are looking for housing in a city other than their own. The results are compiled in a new report. Redfin says the searchers all have something in common. People are looking at housing in more affordable markets. About a third of New Yorkers are searching for houses outside the city. It's the city more people are looking to leave than any other. The top city they're searching for is Boston. More than 20% of people in San Francisco are looking to leave. Their top search destination was Sacramento. For the first time ever, more people are looking to move out of Denver than move in. Most people are looking at Colorado Springs. Redfin says the searchers can predict what will happen to a city. In 2015, more people in San Francisco began searching for more affordable cities. The city's population dropped the next year.
Only 27% of Americans cook every day. Now, we all know how much cheaper and healthier it is to prepare our own meals, but it takes a lot of time and a lot of dishes, which is why we've got today's Top 30 Steal, a 6-in-1 pan set by Copper Cook at a special 56% discount. With this one pan, you can fry, broil, steam, saute, braise, and bake. And you don't even have to use butter or oil. The stainless steel induction plate allows for fast and even cooking. And the ceramic nonstick coating means it's easy to clean. But you don't even have to worry about that because it's also dishwasher safe. The 6-in-1 pan set by Copper Cook retails for $80. But today you can buy it for just $35. That's a 56% discount. You can get this right now at morningsave.com while they last. Well, the popularity of pet-friendly hotels is growing as more people choose to travel with their dogs. But a handful of hotels across the country are putting a little spin on that. They have dogs waiting at the hotel and are hoping visitors take them home. It's a new program that pairs hotels with animal shelters in their city. The hotels take in foster dogs from those shelters and help them get adopted. The general manager at one of the participating hotels calls it a win-win situation. The dogs get a warm home and a lot of belly rubs, while the staff enjoys having them living at the hotel and snoozing in their office. So far, more than 300 dogs across the country have been adopted, all because of the hotel foster program.
New Jersey police are investigating a video that shows officers punching a woman who was reportedly suspected of underage drinking.
Stop resisting! Stop resisting! Stop! Yo!
The incident happened in Wildwood over Memorial Day weekend. Emily Weinman claims she had passed a breathalyzer test before the video was taken. The town's mayor says the police were doing their job. But it's becoming a big deal. I mean, it's how many times has it been viewed?
More than 6 million times.
That's amazing,
and the numbers
isn't
are climbing
it?
Very steadily.
The police never had this in the old days where someone could capture on video exactly what they did,
right,
and we could all talk about it and pass it around.
I don't know if you could hear in the video, but the woman being subdued says, "You're not allowed to hit me or choke me like that," repeatedly. And then you can hear other people in the crowd, a baby crying, and people telling her stop resisting.
She was drinking on the beach. She's 20, and that's why the police wandered over to her. She ended up being charged with 2 counts of aggravated assault on a police officer, aggravated assault by spitting on an officer, disorderly conduct, resisting arrest, obstruction, and possessing alcohol as a minor. I mean, they've really thrown the book at her.
Yeah, and the officers have been devoted to desk duty for the time being, so.
They're throwing the book at her. They may have to take that book back. We'll see.
We'll see. All right, how about this new website? I think you guys are gonna like it. It will crowdfund a specific kind of idea. Flopstarter says it will raise money for bad ideas and useless products. That includes natural death beef and a 1D printer. The site actually allows visitors to put up real cash for this. And I kind of love this idea. I was just going through a few of the products. A timeless watch, literally a watch with no numbers, no hands.
It's a blank screen.
It's just a circle.
Yeah.
I'm just like, there's something artistic about this.
No, it's really funny, isn't it?
It is funny.
I think the idea is maybe with that you can actually invest in these ideas, that if one is popular enough, they'll deliberately take a bad idea to market, which I think would become a cult hit. Uh-huh. One of the ideas is a vintage fashion line made exclusively from clothes people have dyed in.
Oh, you're talking about Mort Apparel.
Yeah.
Mort Apparel.
Mort Apparel.
Crazy.
Premium bottled water made from pure undistilled rain.
I like that one.
It's basically a really good idea about really bad ideas.
Yeah.
In that sense, it's a marvelous thing.
Yeah, I love it.
Like, I'd rather put money into the website itself
right.
than the individual ideas on the website.
That Mort Apparel is, you know.
Yeah.
Attractive.
It is attractive. I think the website will be very big.
Yeah, I agree.
So if you know someone who passed away recently, don't throw away the clothes they died in just yet. There could be some real money in it.
There could be.
Top 30, we'll be right back.
In today's hometown stories from Fox 9 Minneapolis, it's that time of year where baseball fans are filling stadiums to watch their favorite pastime. But Steve and Dave Ahart are taking it a step further. The brothers are on a mission to visit 30 Major League Baseball stadiums in 30 days. Recently, they cheered on the Minneapolis Twins, stop number 14 on their trek. And they're doing it all in Steve's new Tesla. If successful, they'll set a new record for longest voyage in an electric vehicle. Our next story from Fox 35 Orlando. Jazeel Zamora got a surprise when she purchased a new photo album, Precious Memories of Someone Else's Family. So, as we do now, she turned to social media asking if anyone recognized the family. The video landed over 6,000 views, and sure enough, the owners were found. It seems Elizabeth Hart had accidentally placed the photos in an album she decided to return.
Thank you so very much.
In appreciation, the Harts gave Jazeel a new album, this time without their photos. Our final story from Fox 7 Austin. Chief Petty Officer Marquetta Grant has loved her 22 years in the Navy, but every time she has to leave her family, it's difficult. Last week, she returned early from deployment and surprised her daughter at school.
The whole time you're out there, you always think, I have to do my best because I have to get home to my family.
Marquetta will embark on her last deployment in June and return for good in August. We'd like to thank Marquetta and all our military members for their service to our country.
Most men don't like to ask for directions, but it turns out they may not have to. A new study found men, on average, are better at navigating than women. There's only one reason they really give in this particular research published in Memory and Cognition, which is that men are more willing to take shortcuts than women.
And the women wandered a lot and also prefer to stick with, you know, A to B, no shortcuts, just gonna go straight there, but it happened to be a longer route. You know, I have a problem with directions. I am, you know, directional challenge, if you will.
Same here.
I have gotten lost in the grocery store so many times.
Too.
I can't even, really?
Yeah, terrible directions.
Really?
But I think
this study doesn't prove
doesn't
true
apply to me. I'm like an exception. I think I'm a man who's awful at finding my way around. But I wonder if this is also if this is reflective of a difference in the sexes, which is that women are more willing to do things properly and thoroughly, right?
Right.
You know, they're just on average a bit safer.
Yeah.
Than men.
I would argue that's true.
Yeah, I think that's about right.
I like it. Okay. Well, listen to this story. A teacher posted an essay from one of her second grade students to Facebook, and it's going viral. The teacher asked her whole class to write about something they wish had never been invented. Well, part of one girl's essay read, "I don't like the phone because my parents are on their phone every day. A phone is sometimes a really bad habit. I hate my mom's phone and wish she never had one." You know, when I read this, I'm not gonna lie, I got a little tear right there. Because technology is so prevalent in our society today. Of course, we need it, we love it, whatever. But we have a saying in my house, people are more important than phones. And it's just a very serious conviction that I have that I'm trying to pass down to my kids.
Are they really?
that when someone is talking to you, you look up, from the phone every time. I'm going to put my phone away when it's quality time, when it's dinner time.
I can think of several people I like less than my phone.
And hopefully your kids are not on that list, is no. all I'm saying.
I think we should wait until this girl is on an aeroplane watching a movie on her mum's phone. Take it off her then.
Or at the grocery store.
A leading expert on robots has an interesting take on the future of androids. Dr. David Hansen says humans will start marrying robots in 2045 and they will have the same rights as humans by then, including the right to own land and the right to vote.
Wow.
I actually don't believe any of his predictions.
Oh, really?
I really don't.
Tell me about it.
So he says robots will be able to do anything humans can do by 2035.
Yeah.
That's not that far away. So is he really saying by 2035 a robot could write a book that wins the Booker Prize?
That's exactly what he's saying.
Could it really create a piece of art that wins the Turner Prize?
Dr. David Hansen.
Really?
You may not know the name, but this is the guy who invented Sophia the robot. Do you know Sophia? Sophia is the first robot ever get citizenship. She's a citizen of Saudi Arabia. And so this guy, he's a visionary for sure. I don't know if he's a psychic.
No, I don't think so. We haven't got anywhere. There are certain things robots can do faster than humans in the way that calculators can.
Yeah.
We've got nowhere near replicating the complexity of the human brain. I don't think robots will be able to do anything humans can do by 2035, but I think they'll be able to do something that Dr. David Hansen does by 2035, and that is make outlandish predictions about the future.
Okay, we'll see.
Aren't very good. As the economy improves, more people are taking vacations. But an unintended consequence of increased air travel is a shortage of flight school instructors to train the next generation of pilots. Major airlines are on a hiring spree, offering bonuses and higher salaries to attract more pilots. The best candidates are flight instructors, and flight schools, with their limited budgets, are finding it hard to compete. This is creating a domino effect down the pipeline. Since there are fewer instructors, flight schools have had to turn away qualified pilot candidates at a time when they are really needed. The pilot shortage has affected some of the biggest airlines and some of the smallest. Emirates Airline, which travels some of the longest routes in the world, found it difficult to hire 150 additional pilots this year. The result? Cutting flights on the popular route from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, to Dubai. And some regional airlines in the United States, like Great Lakes Air and Republic Airlines, have had to file for bankruptcy. But on the flip side, if you want a career with a lot of upward mobility, literally, consider being a pilot.
An Alabama man already making a difference in his community is taking his charity on the road again. Rodney Smith Jr. founded Raising Men Lawn Care Service 3 years ago after he saw a neighbor struggling to cut his grass. He goes around mowing lawns for the elderly, disabled, and single parents and doesn't charge a penny. Now he's pledged to mow at least one lawn in each of the 50 states this summer. This is the second time he's doing that. But that's not all. He also created the 50-yard challenge, which encourages young people to mow 50 yards this summer. If they reach 50, he'll fly to their city, mow a yard with them, and present them with a new mower. What a great story about someone making a difference and encouraging others to do the same.
Researchers at MIT have created a fleet of self-driving boats, and the technology has the potential to change the future of transportation in cities near waterways. The rectangular-shaped boats are 3D printed using a low-cost printer, meaning they can be rapidly manufactured at a fraction of the price of traditional boats. They also have an efficient design and advanced algorithms that improve control and maneuverability. Researchers say the boats could be a low-cost way to reduce traffic on roadways. They also say the boats could be designed to perform essential city services overnight, further reducing daytime congestion. Study co-author Daniela Russ said, quote, "Imagine shifting some of the infrastructure services that usually take place during the day on the roads, deliveries, garbage management, waste management, to the middle of the night on the water, using a fleet of autonomous boats. This new technology could be an environmentally friendly way to transform urban planning in coastal cities."
All right, very cool.
The 11-year-old Dallas Gorham was looking for sea glass on the beach in Nova Scotia, Canada, when he came across something every kid dreams of finding, a message in a bottle. It was a note that Rita Ganim, now 80 years old, had thrown in the ocean off the coast of Massachusetts nearly two decades ago. The letter read, "Hi, friend. I am a visitor to Gloucester. I hope you will let me know if when you find this. Cheers, Rita. The email address included was no longer working, so the boy's mother tracked Rita down through the newspaper and sent her the photo of Dallas with her note. Rita was thrilled to hear someone had found her message in a bottle and said, I think that's part of what life is all about, making connections and meeting people and seeing if we can help each other. She's hoping to meet up at some point with the boy and his family.
Wow, sweet story. All right, well, that's it for today's show. Here's what's coming up on the next Top 30. Americans are spending less money on dairy products. We'll have the surprising reason. And the unbelievable story of a homeless man who turned his life around.
Thanks for listening to the Top 30 podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story.
You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe. Have a marvelous day.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.